Where can they get a copy on La Patience de Leakin? Because I know this book is definitely something special for all of us here on the Lower North Shore, and it is in French, Innu, and English. The poems are beautiful. So can you tell us about where they can get a copy?
Yeah, even if you don't understand everything of the French, I think there's parts that you can get because there's other languages involved, all the languages of the North Shore.
And a great way to learn all of the languages on the Lower North Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You can find the book on the Les Libraires website. So it's www.leslibraires.ca. And you can choose your library there. So I would really recommend to choose the bookstores in Sept-Îles or in Baie-Comeau,
mm-hmm.
because then you would be encouraging a bookstore from the North Shore.
Mm-hmm.
And they can send it by mail. Or you can go to my publisher's website, lapeuplade.com. So they have it there too. And it will be sent to you by mail.
Okay.
And one day, maybe I'll deliver in person.
Oh, perfect. And a signed autographed copy. Yes.
Yeah. I would love that. I just wait for COVID to let me do that because I live in Montreal right now and mm-hmm. I don't want to be a burden or a danger to the coasters.
Oh, you're so thoughtful, Noemi. And what is your next project? We want to know. What are you up to?
Well, I'm up to trying to come and present the book on the Lower North Shore. As you might know, I finished the book by phone because La Tabatière and Mutton Bay, I didn't go for a few days because I was supposed to go in March 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 4 days after the pandemic hit. So I didn't go, but I finished by the phone. And I want to thank the communities in La Tabatière and Mutton Bay for that because I wouldn't have been able to finish the book. I wanted to come and present it in March. In a few days, March 2021,
mm-hmm.
but COVID doesn't want me to. So I'm planning maybe in the summer and next winter. This is one thing. And I have some meetings with the kids in the schools with Zoom and coming up, but I want to meet in real life, you know?
Yes, definitely. And we want to see you back on the Lower North Shore.
Yes, but I am dreaming of that. The project that I'm starting is going to go really slow. Because I also stitch, I also do embroidery. So I want to do an embroidery and poetry project about grieving. We'll collect some grieving stories. I will write a poetic sentence and I will make an embroidery with it, with pictures or with clothes or fabrics that are related to the grief. Let's say someone has lost a baby child, mm-hmm. as an example, and then they want to send me the pajama. So I can stitch on it. And it's going to be like a heart book. And then maybe an exhibition with some photos of the embroidery hoop, people in nature also. So it's coming. And I will take my time to do that. And that's connecting everything.
And of course, we want you to keep us updated on how that's going, for sure.
Of course. And I want to take classes of embroidery with the really, really good artisan, the good artist that you have on the Lower North Shore. I mean, there's amazing talent with quilts and embroidery on the Lower North Shore. So I want to learn everything.
Well, wonderful. Thank you, Noemi, for speaking with us today about your new book, La Patience du Leakin. And also, we hope that we'll get to see you real soon.
Yeah, I hope so too. And in the meantime, before April 1st, you can go on Le Mois de la Poésie on their Facebook page, and there is a video there with music and texts from my book that we read. So I read, Aina Osborne and Mathias Marc read also some of the parts of the book. It's called La Côte Intérieure. It's the Facebook event. So the video is still there for the rest of the month of March.
Thank you. And everyone, that was Noemi Pormelot-Clotier, author of La Patience de Leakin. Poems wrote about stories of our life on the Lower North Shore in French, Innu, and English. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.